You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Let's start with this, and Parliament has issued a sharp warning saying it's concerned about threats against members in the course of their work. This is a very worrying situation, and I'm going to explore it in a little more detail now with Moloto Motapo, who speaks for Parliament. Moloto, welcome to you. You say threats against members. What type of threats are we talking about, and over what time period?
Yeah, this threat we have experienced, or we have been reported to the Speaker of the National Assembly and the Secretary to Parliament, and they have occurred since the starting of the two inquiries that are currently running concurrently in Parliament. We have got an inquiry that is being led by the SCOPA, with regard to the government agency. And then we have got, of course, the other inquiry relating to the allegations that were made by General Mkhwanazi of the KwaZulu-Natal KZN. So we have got the chairperson of SCOPA, who has written to both the Speaker and the Secretary to Parliament, informing them that he has been threatened. We have not established what kind of threats have been made, but he has expressed a deep concern that since the beginning of this inquiry that he's leading as the chairperson of SCOPA, he has received very worrying threats on his phone, and there has been other form of threats. Also, we have received one of the MK party members who is sitting in the committee, the ATO committee, writing to the Speaker to indicate that he was abducted and he was forced by criminals to withdraw money, and his account was cleaned. And they have also raised these issues in the Chibu's forum. So the Speaker has encouraged those members to report this as they are serious criminal cases, so that the law enforcement agencies can pursue these matters. But the Speaker has expressed deep concern to say that these are elected members, public representatives, who are pursuing this in the interest of clean governance, of ethical governance, of improved and appropriate service delivery to the people of South Africa. And it's important that the public themselves, they need to rise and say and be the defenders of these members of Parliament. But it is something that is worrying, and we are exploring various means to ensure that the members are protected, including ensuring that the Secretary to Parliament continues to engage with the National Commissioner of Police to ensure that there is a constant update with regard to the investigation of these cases.
It's not only the investigations. I would imagine that you're also having to look at better security for parliamentary officers, or even MPs' homes. Has that been strengthened to the best of your knowledge?
Jeremy, I must say that currently Parliament is doing what it can in terms of providing security to the members of Parliament. We can't say that a lapse of security in terms of the protection of the members. For instance, the members are protected between their because they are fetched by a transport or a bus between their villages to Parliament. They are protected when they are fulfilling their responsibilities inside of Parliament. They are protected in the villages where they live. There are security access points. The SAPS is there. SAPS is also at Parliament controlling access points. When they are conducting their business elsewhere off-site, like they did last week at Khosi Mampuru Correctional Facilities, similar protection will be provided between their hotels as they get transported to the venue. Of course, the venue is already protected. So Parliament is definitely doing the best that it can in terms of the responsibilities that it has on members of Parliament. But of course, we are not a crime investigation agency. Where there are criminal acts of this nature, we rely on the relevant agencies to investigate these matters and report. And they are responsible also for conducting an assessment, security assessment of any individual involved, so that they can be able to provide any appropriate security that they can.
The bigger concern, of course, is that if MPs are being threatened, it potentially undermines their ability to hold government accountable.
Yes, but I know that we know that, yes, that is the intention of those who are behind this threat, because what they want to achieve is to have a situation whereby members of parliament are free to ask difficult questions, where members' decisions with regard to these matters of oversight get compromised because of fear of security for themselves and for their families. So that is a very serious matter. But we do know that those members are very resilient, and they have literally, publicly and otherwise indicated that they are not going to be intimidated into giving up or doing what the these criminal elements are expecting them to do. So we are happy about that, and that's why as an institution, we are doing our best to ensure that they are supported, that their security and the security of their families is not compromised, and that these cases indeed are pursued with the speed that they are supposed to be pursued.
Well, whichever way you look at it, it is a very worrying situation. Moloto Motapo, thank you very much indeed, speaking for Parliament.
Thank you.